Oh, yes. Even a stunted, twisted, ugly little boy can look down over the world when he's seated on a dragon's back. Tyrion pushed the bearskin aside and climbed to his feet. I used to start fires in the bowels of Casterly Rock and stare at the flames for hours, pretending they were dragon fire. Sometimes I'd imagine my father burning. At other times, my sister. Jon Snow was staring at him, a look equal parts horror and fascination. Tyrion guffawed.
Don't look at me that way, bastard. I know your secret. You've dreamt the same kind of dreams.
No, Jon Snow was horrified. I wouldn't.
No, never.
Tyrion raised an eyebrow.
Well, no doubt the Starks have been terribly good to you. I'm certain Lady Stark treats you as if you were one of her own. And your brother Rob, he's always been kind, and why not? He gets Winterfell, and you get the Wall. And your father, he must have good reasons for packing you off to the Night's Watch.
Stop it, Jon Snow said, his face dark with anger. The Night's Watch is a noble calling.